Oh, Mossy, Mossy, Mossy. What a comeback it was this morning in the EPL. Matt Ryan in goals for Brighton and Hove. They got a 2-2. Good morning, buddy.
Yes, good morning. I like the way you've smoothed over what happened yesterday morning, TK. That was very nice. Loz jumping ship in
the
Robbie Slater
camp.
No, Mossy,
you're my man. You're my man. I was just trying to give him some love to make him feel...
He didn't need any. He did very well on the tipping.
What about him ringing Benny and then ringing TK and ringing
Slater?
Everyone.
And telling Benny that he'd text me,
which he hadn't. Just, you know, I've got all these tips right. It's the first time he's got them right in a long while.
Mind you, he had
make
a pretty
hay
good
while
day
the
out.
Sun shines. Yeah. He did very well.
You've got to let him have a win every now and again, Mossy. You know, so I needed to give him some love. That's
in
all.
Our relationship, I praise him when praise is due. Yeah. He doesn't reciprocate.
No.
But anyway, that's all right. You accept what you've got in life. No. But let's get back to the football, TK. And as you said, a late comeback this morning from Matty Ryan's Brighton. Glenn Murray, 90th minute penalty. Now, I caught the last half an hour of this game, and Brighton were good value, based on what I saw, for at least a point away from home against Southampton. Okay. And we won't mention that Robbie tipped Southampton in this game because I did as well.
Brush over.
But a good point away from home, really, because Southampton were the favourites going into this one. And they've snatched a point at the death. Look, it capped off a very intriguing weekend of Premier League football. A tough one to, I shouldn't say a tough one to pick because then that makes Robbie sound even better. But it was. It wasn't an easy round to pick. I ended up with 5 out of 10, which wasn't a great knock for me. But all the big teams won except for Spurs, obviously losing to Liverpool. West Ham finally got off the mark. Manuel Pellegrini got his first win of the season with a big win away from home over Everton at Goodison Park, which is probably one of the shock results of the round. Well, definitely the shock result of the round. So, a good round of football, but Chelsea and Liverpool march on.
Talking of Chelsea and Liverpool, can they sustain it? Will they be there? And Man City, where are they?
Yeah, look, I think they're all there or thereabouts. I mean, Liverpool have probably they still haven't hit their straps. I thought the other morning they were dominant if not deadly, and they were classy if not clinical. And what I mean by that is they dominated large periods of the game. They played some really good football, but they just didn't have that killer instinct in front of goal with their front three. Salah, Firmino, Mane. The chances they had, they really should have buried Spurs in the first half, and they didn't. Manchester City, you know, they've had that stumble earlier in the season. They're doing well. They were easy winners on the weekend, and. Chelsea, under Maurizio Sarri, have had a wow of a start under a new manager. That's not easy, as you know, Loz, to hit the ground running that quickly.
Have they changed their style? Is he more an attacking sort of coach?
Sarri ball. Yeah. And it's all about his style of play, and it's all about build-up and combinations in the top third. It's good to watch, actually.
Yep.
And he's not had a lot of success trophy-wise where he's been in the past at Napoli. But he certainly brought the style in. You can see it, and it's been very effective for Chelsea.
Match day one in Champions League, and we've got your club, Liverpool, mate. $2.10 up against Paris Saint-Germain, $3.20, the draw $3.50. That's the big one. I mean, they're all big games, okay, but that's the big one for us.
Yeah, it certainly is. And look, I'm going to go with Liverpool. There's a lot of heart, but a little bit of head in this one. I just think at home, I think they'll get the points over PSG. They've obviously got last season's experience to draw on from making the final, obviously. But as you said, some other big games as well. Club Brugge hosting Dortmund. I've tipped Dortmund in this one. Monaco, Atletico Madrid. I'm going to go with Atletico Madrid. They've had a disappointing start to the season in La Liga. Very disappointing. They lost on their weekend to Eibar, which was part of my multi, if you remember, from Friday. So I was gutted about that. Barcelona hosting PSV. Barcelona to get the points there.
Inter $1.09. So, Dutch footy, where's it at?
Say again?
Barcelona, $1.09 up against PSV?
Yes. Yeah.
$21?
Yeah. Yeah.
That's Barca. A massive price.
Yeah. Barca?
No, Barcelona, $1.09.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm tipping Barca.
Yeah, that's winks.
Oh, right, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, of course. But that's Barcelona, and they're at home to PSV. But the other one, and this is probably a bit of value, Inter against Spurs in Italy, I'm tipping a draw. I think Spurs can go there and get a point.
Jeez. A draw?
Let me go they're back
not,
to...
going that well, though, at the moment, are they, Spurs?
Spurs? Look, not brilliant, no. Yeah. But I think, you know, change of scenery can be a good thing.
3-10 the draw.
Yeah, I don't think they'll be overawed going to Inter Milan. So that's great. Champions League kicks off tomorrow morning. Then we've got FFA Cup tomorrow night, quarterfinals. Sydney FC travelling down to Melbourne to take on Avondale.
What's happened to this bloke?
It's just gone quiet. It's just gone.
Well,
so
if he was coming, he'd be by now.
Yeah,
they play tomorrow night.
That's right. I mean,
one of the great furfies of all time.
They just threw it out there, did they?
What a way to sell tickets. And the other one is
coming next year.
What about this for next week? The Apia Adelaide game. There's talk that Apia have made an offer for Francesco Totti, who you'll remember sunk the dagger into our hearts in 2006 for Italy by scoring that penalty when Lucas Neal brought Grosso down. So there's talk he might turn out at Leichhardt Oval next Wednesday night. So,
Mossy, can I ask you about new plans to give life back to the A-League? And they're talking about playing music at stoppages and stuff
like the
like
Big
that.
Bash.
Yeah, like the Big Bash. Are you a fan?
No. I don't think that'll give life to the A-League. I think it'll kill it.
Right.
I'm not a fan.
Why do you think they're going down this path?
I have no idea, because football creates an atmosphere like no other sport can during the game. And, you know, there are a lot of sports, and this is not a dig at any other sport, but football fans sing for 90 minutes. And they want to be heard, and they want their songs to be heard. Mm. And, you know, other sports you get, the crowd cheering when something good happens. Football fans sing for 90 minutes. And anything that drowns that out, it's bad enough when the ground announcer has to make an announcement.
Okay.
No one's allowed to run on the pitch.
Well, I've even done that thing where you turn backwards. I don't really get it, but I did it.
What did you do?
Oh, the Poznan.
Yeah.
What's he doing?
I don't know. What is it? The 67th
Sydney.
Minute or whatever. You all stand up and you've got to turn
Western
backwards.
City Wanderers.
I don't even know about your personal life.
TK, that's why they put big screens in these grounds.
I'm thinking, what if someone scores?
You notice they're all standing backwards, but they're looking sideways at the big screen.
I think the big point there is, the big thing the A-League's got going for it is that really good atmosphere that the locked-on fans bring. And the problem is those groups are being eroded by, they're bad behaviour, so they've had to enforce rules and they don't like the rules.
Well, the other one was I saw that there might be a trial for controlled flares.
Yeah.
Controlled flares?
Yeah. Controlled flares.
So they're like, they're not the marine flares.
Right.
They're like,
Mario loved the flares, didn't he?
They're like party flares, I guess, are they?
So you either have a flare or you don't have a flare.
So Mario thought it's not a soccer game if there's no flares.
Yeah, he loved the flare, mate.
It's a non-event.
We're coming here going off about flares. Why do they need, and Mario would be that staunch behind them, wouldn't he? You need flares at a game.
There's enough flare on this desk every morning.
So your tips?
Tips for the FFA Cup. Yep. Sydney FC to get over the top of Avondale. Melbourne City to get over the top of Western Sydney Wanderers at home in Melbourne.
And in the Champions League, just confirming, you like Dortmund away from home, Atletico Madrid away from home, Barcelona, $1.05 away from home, Liverpool at home. That's the big one for us. We'll be keeping an eye on. And then you love the draw between Inter and Tottenham.
Yeah, I'm just,
you okay
just
with that?
Looking for that Barca game. I thought Barca were at home. Anyway,
you're tipping Barcelona.
Yep.
You're tipping Barcelona because that. My question was about Dutch
at home
football.
Or away.
How bad are the Dutch going? They're $21 PSV. Thanks, Mossy.
Thank you, guys.
You're still number one, Mossy.